Well, I know from discussions with my sister and others that it's very cold in Lake County, and it's cold remarkably and noteworthily. So I thought, well, it'd be fun to maybe see how to make sense out of the spirit that spreads in winter. It's a powerful time, but it's also a very quiet time. We're thinking of elsewhere and other times. So let's visit that a little bit, perhaps. Fecund winter moves in, Earth Mother pregnant. A whole year contained within her abdomen, spring's floods held within her breasts. The Ice Queen, collar of ermine and coat of down. We light candles at the hearth of her temple, worship the whistle and the flue and the whisper upon the window panes. She will dress us all in a cloak of magic. All beneath it becomes invisible, frozen yet rushing, bits of snow flying or restlessly asleep. That drifted snow dreams of becoming as mighty as ice, as free as the trickling stream, as magnificent as a summer storm moving over surf. Ah, the sharpness of ice pierces fingers outstretched without glove. Fingers without gloves become quiet, without levity. Now must the warm hearth's flickering massage and scorching desires rise in dreams. We hug together, in close, the sensual ritual of the thaw. I talk to a lot of people who have been through some tough experiences, and I talk to people who have families. Now, when I talk to people about families and tough experiences, I always, always, always ask about pets, because I've been struck by the number of very talented, high-achieving people who will tell me, if it hadn't been for that cat or that dog or those pets, I wouldn't have made it. I was doing a talk on all I really needed to know I learned from pets. I had no idea how to begin such an essay, so I pretty much began with something akin to a poem. Once upon a time, you knew just how crayons smell and taste. And you could draw cats and fish and pigs and horses, and creatures you'd never seen, but certainly lived somewhere that would be cool to visit. You could draw horizons and clouds and all the faces of the sun, and the moon as bright as day, happily in a duet with the sun. And either you had a pet, or you wanted a pet, or you had animals that were stuffed, or liked the animals who were TV stars, or you thought some animals seemed like people you knew, or you teased people who reminded you of animals, or else you praised people's greatness by calling them animals, or else you knew the one animal that was special to you and whose life you'd gladly live if it were available to you. Or you cultivated an imaginary animal friend, or you read, thought, and pursued and imagined a life as an animal. Or you dreamt of being the trainer or confidant or pack member of animals, or of being with people who were more with animals than they were with cities. Or you were ready to be the farmer who always lived just out of town and on lanes that were always fresh and rain damp, grown closely with lilies, chamomile, asters, hollyhocks, milkweed. Or you read or heard or acted out one book or another about creatures who were alien and wondrous for their being, their strengths, gifts, loyalty, fierceness. Or perhaps you practice as hard and sometimes with more success being an animal as you did being a human. And sometimes, in family or school, animals, real and otherwise, seemed more closely related to you than were all the humans. If you're thinking of writing in some form during the long winter or any other time that you feel mindfully reflective, one of the interesting forms to use is the 55-word story. Why 55 words? I don't know. It's just a format that people have used and have written many essays about diverse things. Here's a 55-word story. How is it different from a poem? I don't know. You should write about that. This was based upon the evening and morning of my mother's death. Her favorite writing was a book called Archie and Mehitabel, published back in the 1930s. And it was about a cat who basically had lived a previous life as a Cleopatra. And basically, the cat said, "I am toujours gay, always, always enthusiastic, always cheerful." This being my mother's favorite scripture, toujours gay. Tomorrow, hired help, begin your daily cares. Transfers and toileting becoming lost arts. Evening, time for Archie and Mehitabel, Yates, combing hair, tucking in. Oops, you crossed the room, extinguished the light we left on. We read, there's a dance in the old dame yet. But your body was still that next morning, light off. So that's from a workshop that allowed me to kind of solidify and liquefy some of my memories. I recommend the 55-word story to seize moments that need a narrative that is brief, yet goes to a depth. Thanks for listening to some of my words and some of my writings. This is Mark Marnaka, and much appreciation for tuning in to Lake County Journal.
You were born into a strange world. Like a candle, you were meant to share the fire. I don't know where we come from. I don't know where we go. But my arms were made to hold you, so I will never let you go. 'Cause you were born to change this life. You were born to chase the light. 'Cause you were born to change this life.